is it's really exclusive to come and play for 20 people. Really, I was expecting 50 because that's what was written on our list. Come in, can sit if you want, sister. So the idea this afternoon is just like, Olga, come closer, you don't disturb us. So the idea, just as this morning, we were discovering with the power of churning how to take care of the self. This afternoon, the idea is to discover how through yoga we can take care of the self, right? And I think that very often we do not realize how we can use that power. I think we are very innocent. Baba comes and he says, have yoga with me, only remember me, remember you're a soul. And as we saw this morning, these things sound very nice. But using them with authority, with power, with capacity is not necessarily so easy. So this afternoon I thought we could explore a mix of yoga and gyan again, because as we saw this morning, this is very related. And for 1 hour we will have our David that we will be playing for us. And during that hour, it is time for you to really also engage with your mind, with your intellect, with your heart, with Baba. But also it is time to churn deeply. As we saw this morning, churning is not that easy. How did it go in your group? Aruna, how did it go, the churning with? Mm-hmm. Okay, very nice. What about those on Dharma, the Russians? How did it go? Oh, that's nice. That's very good. Uh-huh. And I think, you know, in your centers, if you can go on practicing this, to have small one-hour conversation on the one topic, like, you know, for instance, Sunday Baba talk about the mind, the power of the mind, the silence in the mind, the dancing mind, the powerful mind. So how can we really go into deep understanding and deep experience of all this? So for you, I had one little exercise before we start with the music. And this exercise was for you to look back and remember a moment of good experience of yoga you had with Baba. So remember a time where you really felt so nice with Baba, with yourself and him and the world. So emerge the feeling in you. So do you remember all my experience like that? Yes? Yeah? Okay. So what I would like you to do now is to look at what happened in order for that experience to manifest. Like, what were your thoughts that day? What was your mood? What were your activities? Analyze around the experience of yoga how you actually managed to have that experience. Because this is how one can learn methods, by understanding what works. So try and remember, what did you do that day? What were your thoughts? What was your attitude? how you connected with yourself, what made you feel good about yourself, what was the kind of intention you had that day, so that through looking at the surrounding, you understand what needs to be there when the yoga doesn't work so well. Remember, oh, maybe I should be more innocent towards Baba, or maybe I should be more sure that I can do it, or maybe I just should go ahead and merge into something, right? And I was thinking, you know, yesterday, day before yesterday, when Baba talked that Merle, I was thinking, you know, how much do I give time to actually allow my mind to dance? Do you take time for that? Do you think you need more time? Do you think you need space? What do we need to understand this deep and beautiful power of the mind? And then, you know, Olga this morning was telling her experience about how through deep yoga that was concentrated on her body, she managed to free herself from some tumors she had in her body, right? So it's interesting to see how when there is an immediate need, we find the power to concentrate. But do we always concentrate when there is no particular need, right? That's the interesting thing. When we are sitting in yoga, do we postpone the concentration? Or do we actually always make it a priority? And one of the other things I wanted to say is about yoga is how yoga also implies union, right? Connection. So it implies a relationship. And if you look at us, we've been in relationships for 5,000 years. 5,000 years of relationship with matter, relationship with other people, relationship combined with the body, then the whole nature around us, what we see, what we feel, what we hear, what we drink, what we breathe. So it's interesting to see at the end of the cycle how through concentration that relationships that we've had along the cycle, they actually go into the essence. You know, we make them finish. We kind of make them be ending. But we make them be renewed that way as well. Right? You finish it, you did the essence, and then it starts again. The power of that yoga that we learned through Baba. Baba uses us also to help us finish with all the karmic relationship that they are with the planet, with the people, with the countries, etc. So as I said this morning, I think it would be useful also for all of you to kind of find some tools, find how you want to use some tools of that you will find in this proxy, into this next coming hour. And then if you want to, you know, give yourself some homework, make yourself a painting or a drawing, make yourself something that will work for you to remember and to use, you're most welcome to use the paper and pens that we brought for you here. So, in order to start, we will have some commentaries of meditation and also some silent moments, if that's okay. I mean, silent as far as my mouth is concerned. But our friend David will do as he feels also. He can play with music and silences as he wants. Do we have anyone else that should be here that is coming? Or we don't know about that, right? No? Okay. All right. So, I was going to come closer to you, but I suppose I can stay here for the first meditation. So first, whenever you want, you can. First, I just allow my body to relax. I allow my awareness to become clear. To become awaken. I, the soul, the conscious being, breathe air in my lungs, and as I do so, I become aware of the energy of the air coming within my body. I become aware that I have the power with my intention to color my inner world. To influence my inner world. Through the power of my thoughts, I can make my inner world peaceful, loving, comfortable, beautiful. I am a conscious being, an energy. Of awareness. I feel that I can breathe in not only the air through my lungs, but also peace and power into my inner soul through the power of my thoughts. I inject in my spiritual being love, harmony, peace, or purity. The world that I create is not only an inner impression, but it is also the mark my soul. Into the energy of matter, and with my inner eye I can feel perceive the energy around me answering to the tone of my thoughts. The sound my pure intentions of the love of my inner being resonates in the outer world. And the five elements of matter respond to the beauty I create within. Respond lovingly by answering, echoing with the sign and the sound of order and alignment. in this silent, in this silent space, I gently become aware again. My inner world, I am within this body as a conscious being. Choose to relax, to be quiet, to go within, I can choose to discover the inner powers that lie within. My body is still. My breathing is slow. And as I fill my lungs with air, I consciously charge this air that is coming in within my body. I charge this air coming in my body with the power of love. And when I breathe out, this air coming out of my lungs, charged with peace and love, travels and the atoms charged with the light of love awaken other atoms with their light, communicate the power of love, through the love charging them, my thoughts are like dancing fairies, coloring with the light of spirituality. The moment, the present moment, and everything that I touch, the earth under my feet, the air that surrounds my body, the water that runs in the blood of my veins, the inner fire keeps my body warm and alive. And the space that there is between each molecule and atom. My soul uses the dancing fairies of my thoughts to create a beautiful world. To appreciate the sacredness of the moment we're in. I open up to the energy of the highest form of energy. The loving source of eternal purity. The beautiful being, ever beautiful. Who is always there, an imperishable fountain of love. My inner world becomes more and more sacred. Elevated. And divine. And through my eyes, the windows of my soul, this energy flies, flows. And operates into the world. And I perceive the greatness hidden behind the superficiality of what is still visible. I see what is to become. I perceive what is being created. Thank you. In this space that I offer myself of inner quietness, of inner silence, relaxed in peace with my surroundings, I allow my awareness to expand . I realize that each one of us has embarked on the boat of his or her life. This boat is for us to direct and in this moment of the confluence age, see that Baba has given us the sails with which to catch the wind or to let it go. He has has given himself as an engine that I can use. In this ocean of life, I choose my direction. My speed. I choose to appreciate. The tools that I have. To flow or not to flow. I know that on the other side, a clean world, is there. I can already perceive that world, remember that world. I know the chirping of the birds. The silent waves. And the big waves. Taking me across. Within my soul. The energy of truth. The pure, perfect energy of love. The pure, cleaning energy of the Sun of Knowledge. Gently creating the future me, the present me. And I become aware of the operation of the beautiful rays of the Sun of Knowledge and Love and Purity onto this soul. Pure energy of the unlimited is graciously shaping me. The awareness of the future to come closer to my inner eye and reveal itself. In this silent space of sound and quietness that I offer to myself, I relax. And I open up to my inner wisdom. And I ask myself, what would I like to see more of? Experiment in life. It can be beauty, it can be love, it can be peace or perfection. Once I have chosen what I want to see more of, I allow myself to dive deeply within my own inner essence. And I emerge beauty or love. And I allow my heart to open up to the experience. Of these inner experience. What does love feel? What does perfection feel like? I allow myself to be free, to sense it. I allow myself the freedom to create within me this experience. And I open up. To the ocean. Of love. To the ocean of beauty. And peace. And I allow my experience to widen, broaden, amplify, shaping my heart with the sureness of the experience that I create and sustain within me, I lovingly imprint in reality the memories of beauty. And love.